Well, if all this talk about politics makes you want to reach out for a drink, think cider. Nope, not that delicious cider we enjoy with the hot donuts at the cider mill. This is the stuff you have to be over 21 to buy. Hard cider. It's much beloved in pubs in Britain, Ireland, and parts of Europe. And now we Yanks are discovering it here. 20 years ago, virtually no one in the States bought hard cider. This year, sales are expected to hit $172 million. Michigan cider producers Dan Young and his wife Nikki own Tandem Ciders in northern Michigan. And Dan tells me it was a trip to England that inspired them to take up cider making.
We saw the apples growing. The growers delivered the apples to the local cider maker, and then it was pressed and fermented and served right there. So it was a really neat connection to the land of southern England. And when we moved up to Sutton's Bay in 2004, my wife and I were just struck by that same, you know, just the fruit that's grown here. I mean, if you've ever visited Leelanau County, it's amazing the number of cherries and apples and grapes that are grown up here.
I know what Dan's talking about. I've been going back and forth to Ireland since 1973, and it was very early on I discovered Bulmer's hard cider made in Clonmel County, Tipperary, and loved it. Dan and Nikki of Tandem Ciders put those roots down in the Leelanau Peninsula and started turning out hard cider. So, Dan, it didn't take too much to get you two to decide you were going to go from drinking cider to actually making it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had been a brewer for at least 12 years before that. And when we moved up here, I was thinking of starting another brewery. It's like, oh, you know, I wanted to do a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then suddenly it's, cider makes so much sense. And there were a few other factors, too. When we first moved to Michigan, I was introduced to these people. It was called the Michigan Hard Cider Initiative. And it was the Michigan State University and Michigan Apple Committee joined up to start this hard cider initiative, and they were trying to encourage people to go into the hard cider business as a way to use up, at the time, it was this excess apple crop in Michigan. So it just made sense. It just kind of connected. And the other thing about hard cider is it's, I think a lot of people think of, you know, it's kind of linked to beer in some ways.
Right.
But the way it's produced is often much more like wine. So up here in Leelanau County, there's a whole a number of wineries that have opened, and it's a good, nice wine community. So opening a hard cidery just kind of made sense and kind of fit into what was going on up here already.
So you get customers coming in to find, you know, get their first experience with hard cider. Did it take a lot of explaining to get them to understand what it was they were drinking?
It's interesting. There's a lot of people in Michigan have a connection to hard cider. You know, since there's so much fruit grown here, you always hear stories of, oh, you know, my uncle had a barrel in the back shed, and my grandpa had a couple of barrels in the basement. So I think a lot of people already have this connection to hard cider. So there are those that were, you know, looking for it to, you know, reconnect. And there were just people had never heard of it before. And there was a little explaining. Certainly when we opened in 2008, we had people coming in, you know, especially off the wine trail. And they'd say, hey, what do you make that's red? And I'm like, oh, Tandem Ciders. But, you know, certainly now there's a lot less of that. And there's a lot more people I find as, you know, you hear a lot more people trying to go gluten-free in their lives or minimize the amount of gluten. And cider is a good way to experience, you know, like a pint of something without the gluten.
And the apple growers have to love this.
Yeah, it's been really great. You know, it's a great way to use up excess apples. And I think a lot of guys are starting to plant cider-specific apples for us. So it's really nice. There's a grower we're working with who's going to put in 1,500 trees of apples that were specifically grown for hard cider. So we're pretty excited about that. I think that's going to be the big change in the Michigan cider scene in the next dozen, 10 years or so, is just these return to these cider-specific varieties.
It really hit me as I looked at your website. You list 11 different ciders, so it is very much like a winery in the terms of the kinds of products you can get with different types of apples.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Michigan's a great place for that because, you know, I think we're the third largest grower of apples in the country, but we have the most diverse apple crop. So we have more varieties grown here than there are in other states. And I think that gives us, I think 20 of us now making hard cider in Michigan. So the, you know, this great variety of apples that we have here is just fantastic.
You know, we hear from the craft brewers at Michigan's beer producing communities pretty supportive of each other. Are the 20 cideries the same way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we all feel like, you know, the more the merrier at this point. We have customers that come in who are from, like, the Grand Rapids area. I'll say, hey, you know, there's Vander Mills down in Spring Lake by you guys. And, you know, people by Lansing, this Uncle John Cidery makes some great cider there. So, you know, it's good to just to have that community.
Dan Young owns Tandem Ciders in Sutton's Bay, and you can learn more at their website, tandemciders.com. I look forward to coming to visit and sample some of those 11 ciders you have at Tandem. Thank you so much, Dan.
Yep, thanks. Thanks for having me.